Everybody, welcome back to my Subaru for some more time in God's Word. And I've got this idea and I want to try it out for a few weeks, and you guys can let me know if you think it's working. But what I want to do is I want to take Sunday's message, whoever preaches, and I want to follow it up on Monday or Tuesday with some questions. I'm going to call it digging deeper or going deeper. And here's what I want you to do. You can do this alone if you want. You can just make it a part of your quiet time on whatever particular day you choose to do it. But you also might consider connecting with two or three other people, or even just one other person, maybe your spouse. Watch the message together or listen to it separately, however you do it, but then come together on Zoom, on a phone call, for a meal, and walk through these questions together. And see if God doesn't do more with God's message that you hear on Sunday in your life. Okay, so you ready? Here is the first one. Yesterday, I spoke about, from the series, Questions Jesus Asks, why do you call me Lord, Lord, and not do what I ask? Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and not do what I ask? Here's the first question. I talked about being a rule follower and a rule breaker. Is there one that you lean towards versus the other? And once you answer that question, follow it up with this. When is that a good thing? To be whatever you are, to be a rule breaker or a rule keeper. When is that a good thing? And when can that be a bad thing? Because there really are advantages and disadvantages to being whatever it is you are. So if you need to hit the pause button, go ahead and then come back for question number two. Here's the second question. And I really want you to spend some time thinking about this and be specific. How real has God been in your life this week or in the past 7 days or so? How real has God been in your life? And do you really sense His presence in your life? Think of some specific times where you really sensed His presence in your life. Question number three is this. I spoke about how, as a Christian, you have to learn that if something doesn't make sense now, it will one day. There are things that God asks us to do or not do, and at the time, it may not make sense. But rest assured, it will one day. Can you think of any examples in your life where this was true? Next question is like this. We have to trust that God has our best interest in mind. We have to trust that God has our best interest in mind. And so here's the question. Is that your gut level belief about God? I mean, do you know that to be true in your gut? That no matter what's going on in your life, no matter what has happened to your life, no matter what God asks of you, do you really trust that God has your best interest in mind? I spoke about David in the message and how over and over and over throughout the Psalms, especially, David sings and prays how much he loves God's law, His precepts. Why was David able to so often say that he loved God's law or took great delight in God's law? Why was David able to say that? And here's the final question. Two parts. When you think of loving God, what comes to mind? What does that mean to you to love God? And then secondly, why is obedience to God an expression of love and not control. See, for some people, for some leaders, obedience is about control. But for Jesus, obedience is about love. Why? I hope you guys find these helpful. Let me know. And God bless you guys. Have a great rest of your week. And may the Lord bless you.